listening to Sightlines with Cameron Lohman and Ben Price.
Welcome to Sightlines with Cameron Lohman and Ben Price.
This is a special episode.
It is a special episode. Why is it so special, Ben?
Well, because we're in the same room.
We are.
And it's the last episode of this season.
Yeah.
I know you couldn't see that, but I did air quotes.
Yeah, because apparently we do seasons now.
My God, we're spiking.
Sorry.
No, that's fine. I'm just going to turn this down.
Should we start touch?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, can I talk like this or should I talk louder?
I think you should talk louder.
Okay, can I talk like this?
Yeah, I think you can talk like that.
Can I talk like this?
I think you shouldn't talk like that anymore. I'm going to turn this down a bit more.
It might be the end of season one, but we're still working on the kinks.
Season. When season. You say season, you have to say air quotes.
Sorry. So season one is wrapping up here, mm-hmm. but we're still...
That was very Canadian.
What?
Wrapping up here.
Wrapping up here.
I brought a hat dish.
It's a hat dish.
All right. Go on. What else you got?
So we've learned a lot, I think, over this last... We've learned a bit.
Yes,
our equipment has significantly improved from episode one.
Certainly.
We started working with a ice snowball microphone.
Did not think that's what you were going to say.
Okay.
But I go on.
Okay. And it was like a one microphone setup and we... Yep.
I built two for... Well, because we thought we were going to have two snowball mics, but you can only use one in the system.
Yeah, we learned that.
Which is a terrible manufacturing error.
You can send it back and they'll change it.
They'll adjust it so you can use two, but that's bullshit.
Why not?
Make it like that in the first place. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I built two muffle chambers.
You did?
So it could sound good.
Yeah.
We recorded a few episodes on that.
Yeah.
And then we ordered off Amazon this little mixing board.
Yeah, and now we have microphones to go along with them.
Yeah.
We have a laugh track if we really, really
I'll show you. Let me just open up this iPad here. Okay. I play all the sound effects for the next season.
See, quote.
Off this iPad I have in front of me here. And it's fantastic. So they have, what did you want? You want the laugh?
Yeah.
You can't hear it because you're not wearing headphones, but it did go. It did. It did make the laugh.
Yeah, so we've grown quite a bit. We've kind of, I think.
I grew 2 inches.
Good for you.
Thank you.
But I think we've kind of started to understand where we want to go with our podcast, and it might not be exactly what we set out to do. We're still very artistically minded, but we went through a political phase, which was great. It was cool. It forced us to do a lot of episodes and a lot of...
In a very short amount of time.
Yeah, it really challenged us.
We got quite the response. We didn't think we would, but...
Congratulations to all the candidates and the mayor.
This episode is not being recorded after the election, but it will be released after the election has happened, so people have been elected.
Congratulations to Councillor Carlson, Councillor, and Mayor Spearman.
You can see where, we know who you're voting for.
Yeah.
Just two?
No, I think I'm voting for... I'm not going to vote for the full 8 slate. But anyways, so we went through a political phase, and I think it really made us realize that arts are more than just what we're concerned about, or the things that we're interested in talking about.
Yeah.
Don't always have to do with art.
Yeah.
So I think we're working on maybe shifting focus a bit and kind of going into a bit more of a, what interests do we have? Generally, they're going to be artistically minded.
Yeah.
But you know what? There could be some days
might be a day where we talk about rocks.
Yeah.
I love rocks.
But you know what? I'm sure that we'll always be able to bring it back to some art thing.
Some
man
sort of
in a rock.
No.
Yeah.
Full circle.
Great.
Full circle.
Great. Absolute great.
Our first episode was an argument about a man in a rock.
It's true.
We won't talk about that now, though.
Those days. But so we're thinking about introducing... Sorry, I'm steamrolling you here. I'm cragging you.
Hey, you know what? That you'll get that if you listen to our political series.
Yeah.
Go ahead, please.
So, we're looking to introduce segments, potentially.
Can you tell us a couple of those segments?
Yeah.
So, you have to open your phone, even though I have it open here and was going to talk about it after you shut up.
Why don't you go ahead then?
No, that's fine. No, it's okay. Rather you did it.
My phone's down.
Well, lots of silence coming up.
Yeah. And The Machine.
Oh, that's a play I just finished. Yeah, we just talked about that. That was our last episode.
Our penultimate.
Yes, was it? No.
Maybe?
No, it won't be. The political closing wrap-up will be our penultimate episode.
Excellent.
Penultimate. Second to last in a list of things.
It sounds like you were about to launch into penultimate. Brought to you by the makers of Coca-Cola or something like that.
Maybe. That's... Now, we don't get sponsored by Coca-Cola. But if you're listening...
Please.
That polar bear's got a lot of money and we want some of it. Segment ideas. So my auntie Call, as I call her, do you call her that now?
I call her my auntie Call as well, yeah.
Auntie Call, full name Collette. She's probably our most loyal listener and we'd like to have a segment called Collette's Corner.
Mm-hmm.
And that will be where she's a very pleasant lady.
She is.
Yeah.
Brings joy to our lives.
She sure does. I love her. We'd like to have a segment called Collette's Corner where, you know, she just calls in and tells us something nice.
Yeah.
Just about what happened, you know.
We just think not even, be nice.
Yeah, not nice to us, just something nice that happened.
Yeah, not trying to, like, pump our tires or anything. Yeah. But like,
well, I gave the example, like, someone bought her ice cream, maybe.
Yeah.
And that's nice.
That's lovely.
Make everybody feel good.
Absolutely.
We're going to have a segment called Benton Tries to Explain Things That Should Be Really... you didn't type that very well.
No, I did not.
Benton tries to explain things that should really be seen in person. And that's going to be a contest type thing.
It is.
And you're going to have a chance to win a handmade by Cam silkscreened sightline shirt.
It's going to be great.
It might be.
It might be.
Or it will just be a fucking gong show. And I've got a gong sound right there.
Excellent.
Yes.
All right.
So what that will be is Cameron will either way, I'm terrible at it.
Yeah.
He'll give me an object and I'll have 30 seconds to try to describe it the best I can. And then you have a chance for the whole week to text or email or Facebook us what you think it might be. And if you guess correctly and are the first person to do so, you win a t-shirt. If not... The next week, I'll keep describing that same object.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a piece of food, I hope someone gets it.
Mm-hmm. And we'll also send you the piece of food.
Yeah, we'll send you whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're gonna maybe have a thing called Pitch a TV Show.
Yep.
So I'll write down some people, place, and thing type suggestions. We'll pick those out of a hat, and then Cam will have some time to try to pitch me a TV show about those things.
Mm-hmm. It'll be great.
So this is really turning into a gag show.
Yes.
We promise. The whatever's coming up.
These will punctuate
our discussion.
Our discussion. Just to break it up a bit.
We maybe have something called Amanda Minute. We have a mutual friend, Amanda Berg. She is on all the boards.
All the boards.
All the
she
boards.
She is the boards.
She is literally the member of the board.
Mm-hmm. Member at large.
I know you thought it was Frank Sinatra. It is not.
It is not.
It is Amanda Berg. What's her middle name?
Kay. Karen.
Amanda K. Berg.
Amanda K. Berg.
So we're going to have maybe the Amanda Minute.
Where she just goes off for a minute.
For a minute. And that's all she gets. Mm-hmm. And then we cut her off. I will hang up on her.
Mm-hmm.
So be concise or you're getting cut off.
Good succinct.
Succinct. It's a good word.
It is. It's like synergy.
We might have word of the day.
Yeah, whenever somebody uses the word synergy, or synergistic management.
Oh, God. Synergy. That's a great word.
Yeah.
I never use it. I'm too self-conscious.
Okay.
We might have something called Grandma Doesn't Know She's on the Air. We just call my grandma, Cam's grandma, see how they're doing, see what comes out of their mouth.
They don't know they're on the air.
They don't know. They just think they're talking to us, you know? That's really funny for me. What else do we want, Cam?
We're going to try to bring in more guests.
Mm-hmm.
Our first guest of the season,
mm-hmm.
Jeff Newman, Mentalism.
Yeah.
This season.
Quote. You're not doing quotes.
Sorry. Season.
Yeah. I was going to say he was our first and only guest, but that's not true.
No, we had 29 other ones. Yeah.
Not really. But we have like 12 maybe. 12.
Yeah. Anyways, and then and then we had all of our political guests and all that. And I, uh, I think it really helped our conversations and really made us think about a lot of things that are...
Some of our political interviews were not the best quality.
That's fair. But
I don't know if it's our fault or not.
But it still forced us to ask questions or to take conversations in directions that they may otherwise not have gone in.
Absolutely.
And made us consider things. So I think it's really important to bring in outside perspectives.
Indeed.
And also, we may try to bring in, like, field reports or... Oh. If anyone wants to join our podcast because they're like, hey, I want to talk about this.
Let us know.
Yeah. And, you know, we can have that chat.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm around. I'll bring the recording equipment to you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not the best recording equipment, but it does the job.
It's portable.
Yeah.
We would love to set up at an arts facility and talk to people about their art, like just everyday people that we don't know.
See what they have to say.
Yeah. So I think there are some fun stuff that could be coming up.
Mm.
Of course, always we love the arts, going to talk about the arts a lot, but can we quickly talk about the arts?
No.
Okay.
Yes, we can. I'm just kidding.
So the reason why we're able to do this show in the same room is because I happened to come up to Calgary for the weekend.
You did. This was planned.
This was.
Yeah.
Because...
You didn't just show up.
First of all, I went and saw Silence in the Machine by Liam Salmon.
Liam Salmon.
Third
year National Theatre School student.
Absolutely.
Playwriting.
Which was good. And then...
I worked on it.
You did.
I stage managed.
Yes. And then the other reason I came up is because we went to Banff.
Yes.
And in Banff, we saw...
Where did we go?
Banff.
Turned into someone from South Carolina there or something.
It was fun to say.
Banff.
Banff.
I got to go to Banff.
It's an onomatopoeia.
Is it?
It feels like it.
Describe onomatopoeia.
It's a sound, or it's a word that is also the sound.
Like, I bet I have a cue here somewhere. No, I don't.
No, a boom or something. I don't know what that sound was.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
It's boo.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, see?
It's going on forever.
Oh, God.
It's over now.
Okay. Must have been love.
I'm the only person who's wearing headphones just to keep track of our voices, make sure that they're not going all over the place. So Cam can't hear the sound effects I'm playing.
I just do my own thing. I'm not entrusted with anything. I don't have a board in front of me. Nope. I don't have a computer or an iPad.
I have a computer with our recording program open. I have our Google Doc open that has all of our discussion topics. I have our soundboard, our sound mixer. I have an iPad, and I have a preamp type thing that's hooked to my computer to make sure we can... record properly. There's Cam. That was for you.
Thank you.
You'll have to hear what that is later.
I only have a microphone and a cup of tea.
Yep. And his phone.
And that's
which
all...
is plugged into my computer.
That's all I'm entrusted with. Mm-hmm. I don't, what does this knob do?
Yeah, don't turn that.
Okay.
So that's my mid-range sound.
No one knows what that is. He has no idea what that is. He's just making it up.
People know what that is.
Okay, people know what that is.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like adjusting the sound on your radio.
Yeah.
You like more bass?
Mm.
Turn up the bass, you know?
All about that bass?
I'm not all about that bass.
No. Okay, so anyways, we went to Banff.
That's right.
And
here we are.
We went and saw The Worst Magician on the Face of the Earth. And I'm pretty crap at magic as it is, but we were so.
First of all, I wouldn't say he's the worst magician on the face of the earth.
The worst.
I'm sure we could find worse. We saw a bad magic show.
Okay, so we first of all, this guy is like, it's Murray Sawchuk.
Oh, you're saying the name?
I'm throwing it out there.
I might bleep it out later.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
So we. This guy has a show in Vegas.
Yeah.
He's been on all these shows. Mm. International award-winning magician. And
No, I can't even say that. Go on.
He's from Vancouver.
Yeah, he's Canadian.
Has crazy hair.
Yeah.
But I won't tell you who it is.
Well, you
already
have.
Said who it was. Anyways, so we get there, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to be open-minded about this, because people had been saying to me, as we were going, like, this is going to be awful.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to suck. I was in a car with two other magicians three other magicians.
Oh, thanks, Cam.
Sorry.
That's okay.
No, I forgot about the other one. And a director of a magic show of, and myself, we were all going. And
what do you do? Just kidding. Continue.
So I'm working on it.
Five magicians and a Chapters Indigo manager. He's flipping me off. Go on. So
we're on our way to Banff, and everyone's saying that this is just going to be the worst thing ever. And I was like, you know what? I'm gonna try. I'm just going to let it be. Whatever. I'm sure I'll be impressed. Literally, we got there. Ooh, we sat down, and
Cam's watch is telling him good job for standing up today.
It's true, and I'm sitting down right now. And he literally performed every single thing that he performed. I either knew how to do, or it was so easy to call it out.
Mm.
And it hurt.
Mm-hmm.
It hurt real bad.
And things were repetitive.
Yeah.
The same effects were used within the show minutes apart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then on the way back, we really talked about like this whole like really knowing yourself as a performer and like just like really knowing your brand and your stuff and committing to that. So I think that's, sorry, this whole day kind of ties into this whole like rebranding of our podcast of like, it's not that we're like our last podcast was bad or anything like that. Like our last season of episodes, but, yeah, I think it's just good for us to rebrand and really like try to find ourselves as podcastians.
Yeah.
I don't know what the term is.
I don't know either. Podcasters.
I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
I prefer podcastians.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds maybe like an STI.
Yeah, well.
I have podcastians. Ooh, you should get yourself checked.
Yikes.
Yeah, it's not good.
Not good.
I have sores all over.
Oof.
Where? I don't want to say.
Anyways. So, I guess we get to look forward to whatever the next.
Maybe you do. Maybe you don't get to look forward. We're not sure.
Yeah, we'll see. But yeah, if you have any suggestions or any thoughts about what you would like to see on the next season of Sightlines, let us know.
Yeah.
If you want us to stop, let us know too.
No, let us. You know what? We're going to get a lot of messages.
Yeah.
Please just shut the fuck up.
Good Lord. Stop.
Yeah. A lot of things are being rebranded this year, perhaps this season for us. Thank you. Air quotes. I forgot because I'm also rebranding myself a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Cam and I had an interest in. I still have an interest in magic history, and I had started writing a show with Cam about that, and we've kind of dropped that. And we're going away from that. It's still an interest and it's still a part of the show, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not the whole thing.
But we're just discovering.
Yeah.
We're not. You are. You're discovering yourself as a performer.
Mm. And it just didn't work.
Beyond being a magician, you're now also discovering your performance abilities and your interest and all that.
So. Yeah. It turns out I suck.
No.
And I... And, yeah, I have to make things a bit more simple. So I'm going to be doing mostly card tricks where the deck is all marked and I'll have spectators pick cards,
just
52 of them.
52 of them.
And then I will find those cards.
Excellent.
Yeah, and that's going to take about 25 minutes.
Perfect.
Yep. And then I'll do a couple sponge rabbit things.
Cool.
Yeah.
And you're available for $800 a show.
I sure am, yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah. If it's, yeah, but it, I mean, the price could go up.
Depending on how many cards.
Depending on how well, yeah, I've got to pay for the cards somehow.
That's true.
Because I'm giving those out as souvenirs after, right?
Yikes.
Yeah. Anyway.
That's
that.
What was that? But seriously. No, that was serious? Okay.
No, I'm not. No, absolutely not. I don't think I suck. Yeah, but what you said, I'm discovering things. I'm discovering things that need to come out of the show. I'm discovering things that need to go into the show. I'm discovering a lot of things.
Yeah.
And we'll work on that.
I'm discovering where I fall in the where I want to fall in the arts community and seeing when I like when I move up to Calgary, when I continue and actually start pursuing my artistic life again, like where am I going to fall into that? And I think like I think this the next season is going to I think see us trying to grow as artists and really get our footing in where we want to go. So I think it'll be exciting.
Yeah. The next steps, I think, I don't know, maybe not for you. For me,
first steps
I've
for me.
Got to write a show because I'm applying to fringe festivals. Six of them, to be exact, at this moment. Applying to festivals, and I have to have a fully brand new show.
Yeah.
I think I would say it's almost fully brand new.
Yeah. And I'm going to hopefully be there along the way to help you.
I would hope that as well.
Right
and direct. So, and then take a week off of holidays to be at 1 week of the shows somewhere, wherever we end up. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's all happening. I don't know why I'm wasting my time talking to you. I should be writing some sort of show.
Oh my God. Well, should we go write something now?
We should.
Okay. Well, all right. I guess you've been listening, and we would like to thank you for listening to Sightlines.
We'd like to ask you to continue to listen to Sightlines.
Please continue. We're on Facebook. Yeah. We're on Instagram.
We're
not on Twitter.
We should be.
We should be.
Ah, God.
So Donald Trump's on Twitter. And
he
He just really has a stranglehold on that.
He's golfing now, though.
That's true.
Yeah.
So maybe it's free.
Continue listening. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, maybe Twitter.
If you want a shirt or a hoodie,
yeah,
let me know as well.
Going to start screen printing.
I am. You know, it's a way for me to express myself artistically. I have a lot of pent-up rage.
He used to just stand outside his apartment covered in paint and scream at passersby.
Yeah.
He's going to now use that paint more constructively on T-shirts.
Channel that energy
into screen printing.
Where did you
get the idea to do screen printing?
CBC Life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
But no, I'm just going to actually be like...
You can't see him, but he is squeegeeing the paint
across the silk screen.
So you know your shirt is made with rage.
Yeah.
That's a ragey shirt.
Oh, man, that felt good to even do that.
Yeah. All right, let's end this abomination of a final episode.
Thank you.
Tune in next season.
And I'm so sorry that you've been listening to Sightlines with Cameron Loman and Ben Price.
There it is.